afternoon. I am Michael Kaidon, and this is Inside SCOM. Inside SCOM is a production of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The program brings the Minister of SCOM on radio by presenting a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today, we hear the first part of the teaching on entrepreneurship from Joshua Nchenga, who also hear a testimony from Henry Gondwe and an update of SCOM activities. So please, let's be together. For a start, I invite a group called For King and Country and will give us a track titled It's Not Over Yet.
And they are inside your head. You got a voice that says you won't get past this one. You won't win your freedom. It's like a constant war, and you wanna settle that score.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
Oh, game, set, match. Time to put it in your past. Oh, feel the winter leaving. It's redemption season. Long live the young at heart. Here's to a brand new start. We're revived and breathing. To live a life of freedom.
Track titled Not Over Yet, done by a group called For King and Country, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now, I invite Joshua Nchenga to introduce the teaching on entrepreneurship.
Now, I'm going to share some of a few principles. I mean, they have helped us, and I'm sure now they can also be of help to you. Number one, I mean, we should discuss is on discovering your purpose in life. As we're talking about entrepreneurship, I want to know this. It's very important now. Whatsoever thing you are thinking of doing in the area of entrepreneurship, mujibange linki ni people see in life. What is it that you want to achieve in life? Because for you to be successful, it's very crucial that you should understand why you are here. Why do you exist on earth? When you understand why you exist on earth, it will help you now. You should focus on that assignment. So we are saying now, when you discover your purpose, it helps it should give you clarity and focus. And it will help you so as well, now you should discover your passion and channel your efforts towards that area, you are passionate about. So for example, I'm very passionate about farming. But then, I went to education. So, But now I've realized, I think you know, many people are going to be in the world. But then I was trying to run away from this thing. So when you discover, good, well, this is the area you are passionate about, this is your purpose. Zima kutandizo na rusa dae nhawe mwango yesa ijindiji, mwango yesa ijindiji, mwango zungulila. But then you focus on, jimeno kuzwata, ine, this is what I want in life. Of course, there are two areas, two things many you can do if you want to discover your purpose. Number one, it's very important that you should discover the will of God upon your life. Seek to know, kuna kutikodi, why is it, why am I existing on earth? Mulungana nika mazikula basi panopo ni jorenga jotani, nika kwa niste jotani. And when you know that purpose, it will help you kuna kutiso, maifo dako osa minu kujita. Uzia banga chani na kuna uraz banga link ndi purpose divine assignment mimi mungu anakupasa hicho. I was called to be an evangelist and as an evangelist sisi madola job ile kanuma ngola ligira kwa ulele. Okay? Tikala ligira mukalandira Yesu banza tira bombo fiwe habi. Sisi kufusa numbereke sidi. So you know now this ministry this ministry you don't need you know we should finance it. Okay? So and you, the businesses we are doing is one of the ways you know we should finance the work of the ministry. So you see go to the business ame rubanga wa kupanga link ndi assignment mimi mungana ni basi ya evangelist. So that's what we're trying to say, you know, you should be able to come and understand, you know, the way Mungu anakuiga basi kula basi pango rubange jana. And then whatsoever thing you are doing in your life, you can only kupanga connect or is linking with the that divine purpose. And then the other thing you can do if you want to discover your purpose, you can also apply what we call the Ikigai principle. Of course it's a principle, meaning it's a Japanese principle. Imene matandiza and now they should discover their personal aim in life. So, of course, this one, I will not dwell much on it. Umano, when you have time, I think, but I will not go over, I'm going to say, Ikigai principle. There are a lot of resources there. I mean, I'm a photographer, so I know how we can apply this principle. But then, in short, this principle, it helps one to understand the reason for your being, the reason for your living. So, of course, it has Masego's four, I mean, Nakubanga intersect. So it's very important now, if you want to discover your purpose, you should first of all know what you love. Okay? Get to know what you need. And when you know what you love, you should also know what you are good at. And then you should also know what is it that you can do, if meaning to talk they can pay you for. And then you should also know what is it, the world, what is it looking for. Okay, so when you come by intersection, you know, banga combine those says, banga zabanga intersect. At that point, many those says banga intersect. That's where we call it the Ikigai. That's the place many where you must be. Because what happens is sometimes you can have you can be at a position like you know what you love and what you are good at. But then you love that thing, but then you should see you know what you love. And you are doing it for love, you are doing it good image, umma you conduct your majita, commasso is you are good at that area. But then you should be thinking, what can I do now? This thing I love, this thing I'm passionate about, people should be able to pay me for that thing. Okay? So you have a skill, and then you should see how can I translate this skill into something meaning a bank generated income. Kamu banga programming, banga coding, think of my code the government translated by Rakai Abolition Dalam. So you see no satisfaction in just in this life. So you need to balance this thing now what you are good at, what you love, and then you should respond to what the world needs, and then you should also be something you need to say in the Kamwai way. I was giving an example somewhere now David, he was good at killing Zinyamas just in Barangondo Jan Chan. But then the time came, you know, they should kill Goliath. He asked a question, you know, I'm not a pew, you mum chores in God. We mum chores in God. I'm not a pew. Because, you know, some of you have my talents, Sosiana Siana, but then you have been doing them for free, go on, right? But now think of, you know, how can we convert them into cash? You see, my wife was baking cakes. In Magiga, I mean, you know, I'm going to go to the house, but then we turned that into an income generating business. And Banobo were able to bake Magegama and Mawato Siana Siana, Kumaso at the same time, we are selling our materials on Mageg. So we are looking at Unagudi, that passion in Menunaja, Maskira Menunaja, whatsoever area you are good at, how can you bring those things together? Unagudi, they should be able to, Uzichibanga, you wonder, and it's something you are good at, but at the same time, Uzibezono is generating income for you. That's why you see now and Hambi now, they are working. Chiroja, we are Gumano. Just because they are good at that that field and they are being paid, but just because it's something they don't love, they feel empty because it's something that amango gira chiro tabas ndikupesa ndalama kumano chiro chasaka kuikonda. But then when you come to that level, you are doing something you love with, and you are good at that area, and that thing is generating income for you, and that thing is also corresponding to the needs the world has. That's where you get your satisfaction. And that is the point you have discovered could your purpose in your time. So number one, if you want to succeed in this area, entrepreneurship, it's very important now that you should discover your purpose. And then the other thing is about goal setting. It's good now you should have a long-term plan. And that long-term plan, we're going to break down into small portions. I'm giving you an example now. We have a target of planting 20,000 bananas in the next 5 years. But then I'm at 2,500. This year, we focus on taking care of those 2,500. But Ariba Samasagas, we use the same sagas, Numavanga expand, Numavanga Panga Firago. But then, if we say we do Ngoza 20,000, I think it's going to one. But then we have to break it down into small portions. So I encourage you now, when you are planning, Samangopanga plan, you do annual resolution. But plan, even you can plan for 10 years, 20 years plan. To say, not in the next 10 years, 20 years, where they want to be. And then we're going to break down into smaller parts, looking at your capacity. But I mean, what is it that I can do? I should reach that goal. So when you have a goal, it helps you now, it fuels your motivation. Okay, it fuels your motivation. The goal, ima kupanga fuel motivation, you must pass a roadmap. And zima kutandiza not to lose the focus. Kumaso at the same time, you are able to measure your progress to say, okay, I think, how am I doing? How am I performing? And it also helps you to stay motivated. I know when you are in your journey, you can face a challenge, but then when you know now you're going to compete and do go, as many as my bank now does this order, I think I should not give up. Because when you can go and score is above and you can figure out a job, I think something big is happening. But then when you don't have a goal and you don't have a clear picture of where you're going, you find now when you face a challenge, you instantly give up and you say, I think, ni was it to look and was it die. So it's very important, like even in your career, in your business, you have a long-term goal, and then you just break it down into small parts. That's very important. And another thing, Benimuna, I can also share with you, is about having the right mindset about money. So I've talked about discovering your purpose, and then I've talked about setting goals, and then I'm talking about having the right mindset about money. The way we think about money is very important if you want to succeed in business. Because many people, they have a wrong mindset, and because they have that wrong mindset, they are failing to progress, would have been a goal. So if it's like, it is the way you think, your way of thinking, minimum bank attract money, determines whether you attract money or you not. Or not. And Apostle Solomon also said this thing, not as the man thinketh, so is he in his heart. As the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it all starts with the way you are thinking. So if you want to succeed in business, you also need to have the right mentality as regards to money. We are trying to compare how the poor people and the rich people think. You see, nowadays, like most poor people, you understand nowadays they think good success is not important. That's the way poor people think. Success is not important. As long as you don't want to call us, it's okay. That is the kind of thinking in minimum kind of run. They don't feel bad if they fail to achieve a certain goal. Success is, whether they're successful or not, it's okay. That's how poor people think. And you see, poor people, they like blaming other people. But they don't help me. But these people, they are selfish. So that's how poor people think. They always blame other people for their failures. They always blame other people for their failure to make progress in life. But then if you want to attract money, you should move from that level. Now you should blame one. You know, there are some people, they always complain. Government this. But then, can you think you have a car? Government is in this situation, what can you do to make sure now we should be better? Instead of just pointing government this, government that, sit down and say, okay, in this environment, that's the kind of thinking we want to cultivate. Now, we should not blame others, but then think, in this situation, meaningly, what can I do? And then you can see, the poor people, they spend money, while the rich people, they invest. So someone who is poor, you give him 500,000 today, you spend everything. And 1,000 pesos after a month, he was already able to get yours. I mean, someone who has mentality, a rich person mentality, who think, but then this man, I should put it somewhere, That is the kind of thinking Mina Makanda and they have mentality and holy men. And you see the poor, they refuse to study. They refuse to seek information. Because if you want to invest in a certain area, you need to get as much information as possible in that area. Okay, expert model manager. But then you see the poor people, they don't learn, they don't seek information. Poor people, they're income driven. I mean, the rich people, they are net worth driven. You look at what you go because sometimes you don't know the name of the when you sit down and you go for mass, my investments are made up and Gavin Abagi. You can be able to see, okay, cash in the Libano, Mano, didn't my investments in Agi. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about net worth. So far, some have not income, you know, visa, but then you should build wealth. And the Chicago, you know, the Chokarisa. So the poor people, they think small, the rich people, they think big, and the poor people, they fear change. And the poor people, they always like Wanga criticize and also Wanga compliment and wasting time, causing problems. And you see, the poor people, they have single flow of income. So if you have a single flow of income, but no good, you are in that category. You are in that category, you are not safe. And so the poor people, they are work driven. Okay, I mean, the rich people, they have a goal and they're focusing on that goal and they want to achieve that goal. So, if you want to know you should go far, it's very important that you should invest much in your mindset. How do I think? When it comes to issues of Yandarama, Nimakaniza Banshi. And I want to show you another thing. The mentality, someone who is rich, spends money and invests in stocks, Abgulama Share Company. And agula mashia aja, agazam pasa dividend. Walandina ndrama yake udia pangwamba ija, yudu after mashia yake aja panga profit, walandina dividend. Aguka yuza dividend ija, nduka gula gari mwoto, nduma ende. Okay? But menu mkampeza mundo sauga, he gets ndrama yose ija, and he's straight, agupanga spend near everything, and then wawiruba age, he's blow again. Someone who is rich, in mind, and mindset, a rich person, he earns money, and they buy property, invest in real estate, agagula gaga plot, bina bagi, then afterwards, I got money to see. Then I went to Ngavarani. I got a holiday. I want to spend on a dream house. So we're talking about now the management is saying this is the only thing. So we find that we have a lot of company by the Mose. We are interested in the finance. But then we have to check and after some time. We have been doing our work. We have been accumulating into wealth in our jungle. Depending on how you are thinking about money. Someone who just received the same salary, but then someone is investing somewhere. And you find that mama kufika pale retirement page, na kama kana kupanga retire, ndani chali mwana, kitumbuka, ni chali mtoko hivi. I'm still young, ni chali mwana. Banji mpanga retire next year. Ari haya ndikadali mwana. Just because they were just spending everything and they don't have anything, you know, even arada yoga banjiro baya to banga survive for 2 months or 3 months. So when you are working, you should know now what salary is akala mpaka na galegale ndawi na yake uza kalamba salary. Now use the what you are receiving, now you should invest somewhere. Mjongo ndio kaza kana na kopanda salary uza kala uru kupanga survive kuna bwini inayo kwambia 2021 sindile pasali na ile yose, but we are surviving. You see, that's the kind of thinking. I mean, tifuna una uda ndofe tizikala naye. The poor, they spend on branded shoes. Okay, sindu na rumsa magure malebo. Kumana uru zipe zoti weo kufala malebo. Kumana uru account kubeza uru negative. Yeah, ulibe gasi tikina kari kumose. Kumana uru menu wa kalira Monday to Friday kufala malebo. Somehow, they ulibe na magebe. Suko gani za kuno kuino. Because the best thing is, what do you have now, invest somewhere. When you invest, you kabeza ka profit kanya. Kabeza uru maganda urani, kabeza la cost. Nisifa. Yeah? Nikagure Gucci, sabari ya Gucci, kandi bagya Gucci, nizinyamula. Kumosa nukambira gula malebo, you know, that kadi goal of Mayo, eh? Mayo ajawara wafuna azibanga impresa, azikalamu yobanga impresa, eh? Kumone kodi kuna wafala, ukamuwa ngana zumi wafala joka padigizira, kumone kodi bakula wakandarama ndita. Kumobe zori uochi wakabwereka wakuti, chipe wakabwereka kuna wage, sabari osu wakabwereka kuna wage, zosu zankula za library zoka zoka. Those are the people, the poor people, they want to impress. They live your life of impressing other people. But you find someone, but sit down and you confess, you know, 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 you So what we're trying to say is, yeah, the blended materials on the Abu Nondi too, but then our focus should not be Bashaw for Antoine and Tammy, you know, the Gwendra Garamond, Yopuma, and Bini Town. If you don't need that car, it's better you invest that money into something else. And because of his own profit, I'm going to have our business and it's stable. I think it's a good idea to go to the market and go to the market. Okay, so do you accept checks? Ah, we should impress other people. You know, that's how poor people live. They want to impress. But then when you have the money, you don't have anyone to impress. You just do it without, you have the capacity to do it. So I'm trying to say now we should move from that time when now from that group when now the physical more often obanga impress you. But then we should come now the accept situation many only. If that situation is not allowing you to be driving, Lord, remind up the work and how. And I remember when I was working in Kuzunu, I can't do it advance for 4 years. My video was 4 years, my end advance. But then our thinking was, I was not moved. But I was not so I was not moved. But I was trekking every day. I don't know what I was doing. But we take it out of Guragamo right now. But we said, no, Maliza Gaij. After finishing the house, bus, it's not Guragamo, bus, no mind. So sometimes, even if you're a graduate, you're going to allow no bus one day. That in my situation is a glora. For the sake of Funadi, because I think I know the way you went to the Kalimo de Puma, Usakari so do your Nagaka, Misa, Uguenangores. You cannot worry if you are at peace. Let's cultivate the right mindset about money if you want to attract money.
Wow, quite inspiring, but I'm afraid we have to leave it there for today. That was Joshua Nchenga, who was sharing on entrepreneurship. We'll continue with that teaching next week, so be there again.
Hello, my name is Dorothy Hema. You're now listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we hear from Henry Gondwe.
I am Henry Gondwe. I'm coming from the Catholic University of Malawi, where I'm holding as the chairperson of SCOM there, and I'm studying the Bachelor of Law.
Could you tell us, when did you join SCOM?
I joined SCOM when I was in first year. That was 2021, when I was just enrolled at the Catholic University of Malawi, second semester. After going there, as you know, campuses cannot accommodate each and every church. So I had that feeling of worshipping with my friends. So I found out that SCOM would be a good organization which I could join and worship together with my friends and also share the word of God. So that was what made me to join SCOM.
Then when did you become born again?
Actually, I became born again in the year 2020. Good News Ministers, it was a time that I was in need much of God's solution. After being saved by God, I knew him more, and I became to know how good he was to me at that time. Then I made my choice that I think I should just be closer to God.
You are currently the chairperson of SCOM at Catholic University. How is SCOM at CU?
I can say that SCOM, the condition of SCOM now is very good. The attendance of people is good in all the services, and also the spiritual lives of people is good now.
Tell us, what's the most memorable moment for you being in SCOM?
Okay, since the first memorable time, it was in 2022, when I was appointed to be the chairperson of SCOM. I had joy after seeing that because it was something which I never expected. In my second moment, it was when I was also accepted to be the chair again. That was last year, November.
Yeah, what do you like most about being in SCOM?
The first thing that I like most in being SCOM is that the structure of SCOM allows students to in themselves to grow in terms of spirituality and also leadership. SCOM has a structure which gives students a platform for them to lead themselves, for them to share the word of God themselves. Through that structure, students do grow spiritually and even do grow in terms of leadership.
How has SCOM impacted you?
I should just say that the chairperson that I'm holding now, it is my first leadership in my life. So I should say that because of SCOM now, I have developed my leadership skills. I can be able to go and talk to a large group of people. I can lead with different kind of people. Of emotion, so I have developed leadership skills, and also my spiritual life has been deepened through different teachings that I've learned from SCOM, but also being prayed by different men of God who have been coming to SCOM.
What would be your word of encouragement to fellow students?
My fellow students, let me encourage those who are already under any student Christian organization, that maintain to be under that organization that you are, because it is where God can help you through your studies and many things. And to those who don't have any student Christian organizations, use this time that you have to join any student Christian organization that you can at your campus. I would encourage you to join and enjoy the grace of God.
That was a testimony from Henry Gondwe. Thanks, Henry, for coming into the program.
Hi, my name is Duncan Chiani, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Finally, Let me update you some activities that SCOM has organized in the coming weeks. In Deja, there'll be a joint meeting at Nchisu CDSS this Saturday, 22nd February 2025. And another joint meeting will happen in Kasungu on Saturday, 22nd February 2025 at Loyola Jesuit Secondary School. Whilst in Blantyre, there'll be a girls empowerment meeting at the Polytechnic also on Saturday, 22nd February 2025. And later on 1 March 2025, there'll be a joint meeting at Arise Private Schools, Tsogololana CDSS and Limbi CDSS in Blantyre. In Livingstonia, SCOM associates and staff will be visiting the following schools: Mlowe CDSS on 17 February, Jalawe CDSS on 18 February, Old Salawe on 19 February, Livingstonia CDSS on 22nd February, Junju on 24 February, Lula CDSS on 25 February, Komboli CDSS on 26 February, and Chigowo Private Secondary School on 27 February. SCOM in Zuzu will have two joint meetings on 1st March 2025, and the venues are Katodo Secondary School and Luwinga Secondary School. We bring to you these updates so that you can know what is happening around you, and where possible, feel free to join any of these SCOM activities. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony or SCOM updates, our hotline is 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on our website, www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like our Facebook page, SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the Facebook page link is www.facebook.com/SCOM.MW. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM, keep on listening to TWR Malawi. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.